Seorang musisi Muslim Amerika keturunan Indonesia mendedikasikan dirinya untuk menggubah dan menciptakan lagu religi yang dikemas dalam musik bernuansa pop. Vina Mubtadi mengulas tentang profil Farid Al-Hadi dalam Ramadan di Amerika.
Dari keinginannya membuat musik religi yang ngepop, musisi muslim di Amerika Farid Al-Hadi mengganti lirik lagu-lagu top 40 dengan tema islami. Seperti lagu Miley Cyrus, and we can't stop loving Allah. Can't you see it's he who owns the night? Can't you see it's he who brought that light? Carly Rae Jepsen, dan terkait Ramadan, lagu Daft Punk featuring Pharrell Williams yang berjudul Get Lucky diubah menjadi Get Hungry.
As a Muslim growing up in America, a lot of the times I wanted to look for Islamic songs that connected to my identity, but I only found songs that were, you know, either not in English or they sounded like nasheed, which is okay, but I wanted, you know, music that was closer to contemporary pop music. And so I found myself, you know, that I have a talent, so I wanted to contribute. And so that's why I decided, you know what, if I can't find anything like that, I'll go ahead and try to make some music, some Muslim music that sounds very similar to popular music.
Farid Al-Hadi adalah musisi dan produser kelahiran San Jose, California. Darah Indonesia mengalir dari ayahnya yang berasal dari Sumatera, sementara ibunya dari Singapura. Dia mempelajari musik secara otodidak sejak kecil dan mulai mendalaminya secara serius pada tahun 2006. Selain membuat lagu-lagu cover, seniman yang menetap di Santa Clara, California ini juga menciptakan lagu-lagu orisinil.
I just think of, you know, issues that I go through as a Muslim. And then it's pretty easy. I pretty much note down the issues and the points that I want to express, and then I just, you know, kind of sit and turn it into lyrics.
Album terbarunya, Bismillah Deluxe Version, berisi 16 lagu religi bernuansa pop R&B.
And that was 95% written and produced by myself and performed by myself. And I have some guest tracks with some people on it.
Karena karya-karyanya ini, nama Farid Al-Hadi pun diukir dalam Museum Sejarah Islam di Washington, D.C. The Voice of America.